was saying, oh, you know so and so, and she says, well, is she a white person? You'd say, no, she's a, you'd say she's black, okay.
Colored,
okay.
That's what we used to
use. Do you still say colored, or you more?
Yes,
you still say colored.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
When I was a little girl, I was taught that was the only proper word, and then all of a sudden it changed, and you were supposed to say black, okay. How do you refer to a person, if you're trying to tell her about so-and-so as a white person, what are the words or words you'd use?
I'd say my white friend.
Okay. If you were talking about the people who were here before the Civil War, and you were trying to tell someone about them, you would say, well, Uncle so-and-so was a...
Old-timer.
Okay. He was a... Any other word that would mean he's a black person of a long time ago?
Well, they didn't know anything then but Negro.
Okay. What do you... Now, you used a word that generally black folks don't like to hear in joking about the nuts.
Oh, nigga.
Yeah. And are there any other words like that that are not complimentary that you can think of?
Okay.
Okay. Are there any words like that about white folks? If it's somebody that's sorry and no good, white.
Peck, crack.
Okay. A peck. Yeah, and that means he's just lazy, mean, a lot of anything bad you can think of. He's a peck or a cracker.
Yes.
A cracker means a no good person. Now, sometimes up north they talk about a Georgia cracker as anybody who's from down here. But if you talk about, if you want to say a white person is a pretty no good white person, you mean he's just a cracker.
Yes, a peck.
Okay, or a peck. That's worse than a cracker.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the lazy one.
The lazy. Okay. If you were any other, I mean, I'm sure, you know, I mean, you're a lady and you wouldn't go around calling people ugly names.
That's right.
But are there any other ugly names that you can think of that have to do with race, either black or white, that you could think of?
I can't think of any.
Okay. You haven't said the word white trash. You don't
use that? Well, they usually use that, but that's mostly used among themselves.
I see. I see.
It's seldom you ever hear black would say white trash,
okay.
But it is used, but it's mostly used
white
among
people.
Themselves.
Okay, good. All right, if, now here are some that have to do with adjectives. If, say, you had your favorite fishing pole and somebody, well, let's talk about a man, his son broke his fishing pole, and you might say, that man really got awfully, he
upset,
didn't like it a bit.
Mad.
Okay. And if you've been working very hard all day long, as evidently you do every once in a while, but you just haven't even slowed down, at the end of the day you might say, oh, I am really
broke down or tired.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Well, that's the only two I
just beat.
Beat.
Would you say that too?
Well, that's logical.
Okay.
Too.
But
if
broke down is most tired.
Broken down, that's right.
Okay. If the school nurse sent a little boy home early because he was what at school?
Naughty.
Okay, but if the nurse sent him, not the teacher, but the nurse.
Oh, he was sick.
Okay, you might say she sent him because he what at school today?
He was ill.
Okay, and to me it just happened. He all of a sudden he
became sick.
Okay, and that's the right formal way of saying it. He became sick. How? What would you say? Just he
was sick.
Okay, or.
Got sick.
Okay. And if somebody feels sick here, how would you say that? He is...
Have a stomach ache, stomach hurt.
Or he is sick where? Sick?
At the stomach.
Okay, at his stomach, sick at his stomach?
Sick of the stomach.
Sick of him. So you say both of those?
That's right.
Which would you be more likely to say?
Well,
I feel...
sick of his stomach.
Okay. Okay. It's funny when you start
saying some folks say a bellyache.
Yeah. Okay.